Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. It's been another extraordinary week in the world of policy and politics, starting with President Donald Trump being hospitalized for 3 days at Walter Reed Medical Center after testing positive for the coronavirus. Despite still being in an infectious state, Trump returned to the White House Monday, removed his mask for the cameras, and immediately took to Twitter to downplay the severity of the COVID crisis.
And I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
Trump's cavalier attitude alarmed infectious disease experts, as well as elected leaders who have spent the past 7 months encouraging the public to take steps to protect themselves. Governor Roy Cooper said Trump's remarks clearly sent the wrong signal.
It's frustrating to see what's coming out of Washington, particularly as it relates to this virus and what you need to do in order to protect other people and to protect yourself. When you have gatherings where people are not wearing masks, when people are not social distancing, you can see what happens when those things occur, even with testing going on. It's really not safe to have those larger gatherings with people so close together and most people not wearing masks. So that's just the wrong signal to be sending when we know that it is scientifically proven that we can slow the spread and save lives if we practice the three W's and use our common sense.
While Trump suggested the virus was similar to seasonal flu, Cooper took pains to remember some of the North Carolinians who found their lives cut short this fall by COVID.
This virus is unpredictable and deadly serious. Just in the past month, here in North Carolina, we've lost a college student, a teacher, beloved members of a firefighting community, and many others to this cruel disease. Our methodical approach to easing restrictions will work safely if we keep using proven measures, wearing a mask, waiting 6 feet apart, and washing our hands often. And I'm so looking forward to when we can have public health issues away from this election and taken out of the context of this election, because we all need to come together as a state and as a country to defeat this virus. This thing is not over, and we have a potential, particularly this fall and winter, for things to get worse. We want to boost our economy. We want to get our children back into the classroom, and you don't do that by pretending that the pandemic doesn't exist, and you don't do it by acting like it's not going to hurt anybody, when in actuality, we know that it has killed over 3,600 North Carolinians and over 210,000 Americans.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Mandy Cohen chose not to dwell on Trump's tweets at this week's media briefing. Instead, Dr. Cohen warned that infection rates and hospitalizations are once again trending higher in North Carolina, in part as a result of people having grown weary of precautions and letting down their guard.
What we're seeing generally is a rise in cases across the state. There's no one hot spot. There's no thing that I could tell you right now, as opposed to back in August where we said, you know, look, this is really being driven by what we're seeing in viral spread across our university and college settings. So what I would say and remind everyone is that as we move around more, as there's more opportunities, as we've eased restrictions for the virus to move, we have to double down on the efforts related to the three W's. We can keep this virus at bay and continue to ease restrictions if we all work together to follow those guidelines of wearing a mask and staying socially distant. And I want to reiterate what the governor said, is that please, you know, make good choices for yourself in terms of wearing a mask and avoiding large gatherings. Just because things have eased restrictions doesn't mean it's going to be right for every person and every family. Make sure you're thinking about your own personal health as you make choices about settings that you're going to want to be in. But I think it comes back to us all doing, the three W's together, can allow us to make sure that those trends stay as stable as possible as we ease restrictions.
It's worth noting that the coronavirus is shaping how voters are feeling down the home stretch of this election season. New numbers released this week by Public Policy Polling find 63% of North Carolinians say they're very concerned about the virus. Another 27% say they're somewhat concerned. Just 10% say they're not that concerned. Coming up next, we'll hear from one of the state's leading political scientists about the level of confidence North Carolinians have in the voting process. We'll go away.